From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting new information on a U.S. shooting involving politicians. President Donald Trump made a public address just moments ago saying the gunman that opened fire on a congressional sports practice has died.
Authorities are continuing to investigate the crime, and the assailant has now died from his injuries.
U.S. Congressman Stephen Scalise was one of several people shot Wednesday in Alexandria, Virginia, just south of Washington, while he and other Republican congressional lawmakers were practicing for an annual softball game. Scalise is the third-ranking Republican in Congress. The Associated Press says an anonymous government official has identified the gunman as James T. Hodgkinson of Illinois. The suspect's motive is not yet known. Both Republican and Democratic Senate leadership address a shooting this morning. Here's Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
We're deeply saddened. We're all concerned for those injured. We'll keep them in our prayers and we'll continue to send them every wish for a quick and full recovery.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer also addressed the shooting.
I was absolutely shaken by the news of a shooting early this morning at the baseball field in Alexandria, where many of my friends and colleagues were practicing for the annual congressional baseball game, an event that brings us together each year. It's been reported that Representative Scalise, the House Whip, was shot during the attack, as were two brave members of the Capitol Police Force and others, including a staffer.
Scalise's office has said the lawmaker is in stable condition at a Washington hospital after being shot in the hip. Reports said a total of five people appear to have been wounded. This is VOA News. Firefighters on Wednesday continued to battle one of London's biggest fire disasters in recent memory as a rapid-moving blaze raced through a 24-story apartment building in West London. Hours after the fire was first reported, crews worked to rescue people trapped inside and count the number of dead. The Metropolitan Police Commander confirmed at least six fatalities, but he said the figure is expected to rise as recovery efforts continue. He said the recovery operation could take days. Questions have already emerged about the fire and how it spread through the building so quickly. Some residents evacuated from the building saying they didn't hear the fire alarm. Others described the scene as they escaped.
Yeah, there was smoke everywhere, literally everywhere. There was people downstairs, there was bits of the block, cladding falling off the block that was on fire.
People screaming.
After a couple of minutes, because obviously people were still sleeping on the higher floors, so they didn't have a clue what was going on. I'm not even sure if half of them got out, to be honest with you. There was kids at the window, there was people flashing their hall lights just for help, but the fire brigade couldn't get upstairs.
The building, Grenfell Tower, is in West London's North Kensington area. Officials said it contained about 140 apartments and was home to an estimated 500 people. U.S. congressional Democratic lawmakers have filed a federal lawsuit accusing President Trump of accepting foreign money through his various business interests in violation of the U.S. Constitution. The suit, filed Wednesday by more than 190 House and Senate Democrats, alleged the president is violating an obscure section of the Constitution, which prohibits any person holding public office in the U.S. from accepting any gifts or payments known as emoluments. An American college student held in North Korea for 17 months has returned home. 22-year-old Otto Warmbier was immediately transported to a hospital after the airplane carrying him from North Korea landed in Cincinnati, Ohio, late Tuesday night. Warmbier's parents said their son has been in a coma for more than a year and described his release as a medical evacuation. North Korea had sentenced Warmbier, a student at the University of Virginia, to a 15-year prison term for attempting to steal a propaganda poster. According to officials, at least 140 people could be dead after massive landslides in southeastern Bangladesh. Rescuers went from door to door searching for information on people who might be missing Wednesday. With some roads collapsed and others blocked by mud, soldiers were erecting a portable bridge to reach the worst-hit district of Rangamati. We have more on this story on VOAnews.com. From Washington, I'm Liz Palka.
That's the latest world news from VOA.